glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj.
Thank
you, everyone.
हरे कृष्ण माताजी दंडवत प्रणाम श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय गुरु महाराज की जय प्रीति दासी फ्रॉम शालवर
हरे कृष्ण दिस इज प्राण गोविंद दास प्लीज एक्सेप्ट माय ओबेसेंसेस ऑल गोस टू श्रील प्रभुपाद सो वी स्टार्ट द क्लास
अंजना मुद्दिका माताजी Hare Krishna, I welcome everyone to Bhakti Sangha Japan's call. Thank you all so much for joining. Today's class will be given by His Grace Pran Govinda Prabhu. He'll be reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, chapter 24, verse 121 on. Thank you, Hare Krishna. You can now take over the call.
Okay. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Daita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Brinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Daita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Brinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Daita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna First of all, I like to pay my respect to full dandavat to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Parampara to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Panchatattva and Radha Krishna. Also, I extend my pranam dandavat to all the listeners for giving me opportunity to serve you all. And with that note, I'll just say Bancha Kalpatar Vesha Kipas in the Vaivacha. Patitanam Pavanibha Vaishnava Ponamonam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adyaita Gadada Sivasati Gaur Bhakta Binda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare So we are beginning from Chaitanya Charitamrita text 121 by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Beautiful translation that he has given. Wonderful. I was checking the translation and Prabhupada actually gave some time in the translation more than the meaning to the modern for the modern human being to grasp that. So the verse 121 It says, Mokshakanki Gyani Hoy Tin Prakar Mumukshu Jivan Mukta Prapta Sorup R. Translation, those who wish to merge into the impersonal Brahman are also divided into three categories. Those desiring to be liberated, Mumukshu. Those already liberated, Jivan Mukta. And those who have realized Brahman, Prapta Swarup. Then text 122. Mumukshu Jagate Anek Sangsari Jan Mukti Lagi Bhakte Kare Krishnera Bhajan. There are many people within this material world who desire liberation. And for this purpose, they render devotional service to Lord Krishna. Mumuksho, text 123. Mumuksho bo gororupan hitta bhuta patinata नारायण कला संता भजन्ति ही अनसुयवः. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Those who want to be relieved from the material clutches give up the worship of the various demigods who have fearful bodily features. Such peaceful devotees who are not envious of the demigod worship the different form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan. Purport. This is a quotation from the Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.26. Those who actually want the highest perfection worship Lord Vishnu in his different incarnations. Those who are attracted to the materialistic way of life and who are always agitated and full of anxiety worship demigods who appear fierce. Demigod like Goddess Kali, Kalo Bhairava, Bhairava, Rudra. The devotees of Krishna, however, do not envy the demigod or their worshipper, but peacefully render devotional service to the incarnations of Narayan instead. Okay. We'll stop there. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namam Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kada Mahayam Dadatisya Padantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscham Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitamscham Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamini Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vanchakalpataruvyascha Kripa Sindhubhyaiva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. It's interesting in the purport and the translation that the word Ghoro Rupan means demigods with fearful bodily features. And if you think that generally we don't think demigods are fearful bodily features, but underlining principle, essential principle of their existence to guide the misguided soul, conditioned soul, to fulfill their desire. It is extremely fearful position, fearful form. One example can be given, reminded by Krishna, that just like when you kill a snake, you don't kill a snake with your hand directly touching the snake, you take a stick and with the stick you kill the snake. Now, if someone did not see the hand holding the stick and killing the snake, just imagine in that format, in that example, the stick is like a demigod, and the snake is like a material poisonous living or poisonous state of living. If someone did not see the hand actually holding the stick, killing the snake, and they only think the stick killed the snake, the next time, if there is some danger and they see the snake is there and the stick is there, but snake is still trying to kill this person, and they will be disappointed because they don't know that the stick does not kill the snake. It is the hand holding the stick killing the snake. So this metaphor means that Krishna, he is so loving that he actually, to fulfill our desire, he made this setup of the demigods. And like, for an example, if you are in spiritual world, this idea of merging is not even ever discussed, because nobody merges from spiritual world. The merging idea, it's only coming from the conditioned soul's world. Because in the spiritual world, they see the Krishna's hand and there is no stick. Krishna's hand is grabbing, embracing them, loving them, exchanging. In the material world, Krishna is also there. Immense is God in the nature, and transcendental is God in the spiritual world. So, in the material world, God is here, but he is through via media, through the demigods, fulfilling the desire of all this conditioned soul who does not want to serve the Lord but wants to fulfill their own desire. For them, this example is given indirectly. And so I wanted to give a little, because I'm assuming the audience that listen the class, all are devotee, that there is, if you go to Brahma Sanghita 5.8 or Adi Lila 6.79-81, Bhagavatam 4.6.41, there's so much reference is given that you will have some confusion that who is this Ghora Rupa, Prabhupada put here, Kalo Bhairava Rudra. And what is the other one? Goddess Kali. So both are considered, because they are the husband and wife, and they actually run. All the demigod is nothing but their representative also. The difference between Krishna and Shiva here, the Shiva is appointed by Krishna as a supreme god in the material world, where decentralized government, where everybody thinks their own world, own enjoyment, own happiness, they have their own bank account called Karma Bank. Everybody has their own idea. Spiritual world, Prabhupada says, means everybody has one idea, how to please Krishna in every way, everywhere, every way. This is the mood of Srimati Radharani, and she predominates. All the servants directly or indirectly coming from her. The idea, devotion, devoted, even like a... right now, you have some idea, you want to learn what is devotion. You want to devote yourself. This whole concept, where it's originated, all from Srimati Radharani. Even in the material world, the mother loves the child. Oh, I need to take care of my kids. Where do you get that idea you need to take care of the kids? It's all from Srimati Radharani. I'm just a little bit hypnotized still from the Radhastami a few days back. It's such a loving festival. Such a wonderful festival that it's like a very difficult to not talk about Srimati Radharani, because she is behind everything. She is the origin of all this devotional service. I had a one, I went to Austin, and I had a one minister was in the same plane, so we are talking, and he recognized my saffron cloth as a Krishna's. I said, oh, yes, and how did you know? He said, well, we know Hare Krishna's. So I asked him who he was, and he introduced. So at one point, I said, do you guys discuss about this beautiful conception of monoism, monotheism, pantheism, panentheism, polymorphic monotheism, polymorphic bimonotheism? He said, not really. We heard something. I said, without understanding this, how you'll know what you're getting is the highest? So anyway, in one conception, after 15 minutes discussion, I would say, he says, what if I don't believe Krishna? I said, you don't believe Krishna, you don't believe God. So he looked at me, he says, how can you say like this? I don't believe God. I believe God. I said, no, there is no such thing called God without Krishna. Krishna is the only personality that originally existed before creation, before America, or before this universe, before the whole material creation, before the spiritual creation. Aham eva asam eva agre nanna jat sat asat param. The code verse, the 2:9, second canto, 9th chapter, the 4 verses that Krishna says, I, one who existed before this creation. So after a discussion for 10 minutes, he said, wow, that's very profound. I said, yes. Jesus said, I have more things to say, but you are not ready. So here, the more things to say is the Bhagavatam, is Chaitanya Charitamrita, but this is to request some eligibility. Anybody cannot understand, they have to come understanding this point. Because mostly are in this world is monoism or pantheism or monotheism or polytheism. Nobody comes to polymorphic monotheism. This is Vaishnavism. Vaishnavism began with this. I even mentioned to him, I said, you know, in Bible you have a identity of God as a father or king of but do you have an understanding? What about the queen? Is there anywhere mentioned in Bible? I never saw. I read once. He said, no. I said, but without king, without queen, what king does? Sounds a little boring life. But God's supposed to be the most ideal example of highest happiness, highest existence of everything, any angle you look at. He said, that's true. I said, but then you never inquire. Well, we follow Bible, but it doesn't happen. I said, I'm going to celebrate this. That's why I mentioned you. So he asked me, what is the name of the queen? I said, Srimati Radharani. You can find it on Google or the book we have, details about. So the conception we have that in ISKCON, Krishna consciousness, this parampara, this is not actually anything to do with the material world. It is pure explanation of spiritual world. Chaitanya Charitamrita is nothing but spiritual tasting. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is tasting. But we are in the material world, and Lord is merciful. So he is bringing this nectar and collaborating here. So in that explanation, he's saying, oh, in the material condition life, people are so fried that they don't know any access. Actually, you can see within yourself, or you have to be honest to yourself. And sometimes you read some of the spiritual thing, it sounds like, okay, I'm done, that's enough for now. Why? Because the taste is not arisen, or taste is not grown to that level that you cannot live without Krishna. Because we are so many life experience of burned out, disgusted, disappointed, we want to have our own room, own place. That is called liberation or merging. This idea of merging would never have existence. So, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains in Jaiva Dharma that this soul that comes to this material conditioned life, they don't have a direct contact with the spiritual world, and they come in contact with this material nature, and they change their identity. The moment false ego exists before material world and after spiritual world, in between, in a border. Before the soul enter into material nature, false ego is the covering. That covering, when takes over the soul, then they think, I'm this body, I'm this mind. They lost the contact of the soul. So with this body, there is always disappointment, so the merging idea comes. And when merging idea comes, this is originating from this marginal nature. It is the nature that enables one to be situated between both worlds. Sometimes you can see. You can think of Krishna, you can also think, I can be the enjoyer of this world. I can be the enjoyer of Florida or Texas. I can be the governor, I can be the king. Where is this idea coming from? This both sides. I want to be servant of Krishna. This is what coming from Lord Shiva, but it's coming through this false ego. So that's why this tatastha, there's a nature, the soul has a nature of that realm, is the eligibility to come under the control of either of the Shaktis. This is very important. The word Prabhupada used, jiva anisha rupena, means the soul can never claim to exist by its own right. We cannot claim that. You can falsely claim it, but falsely claiming means you are under material nature. Under material nature you claim, oh, I can exist by myself. I can live without God. How can you say like this? Under material nature. But that choice we have. We can choose to be under spiritual nature or material nature. Sometimes, like in the ocean shore, you will see sometimes the shore is submerged in the river between the erosion. Then again, it becomes one with the land. Because why? The river changes its course. If the living entity looks in the direction of Krishna or Krishna consciousness, bhakti, towards spiritual world, he is immediately influenced by Krishna Shakti. This Radha Shakti or this pleasure potency, omniscient potency, knowledge potency, our relationship potency called Sambit potency, this thing can influence us immediately. And he then again, we get excited, we want to be in spiritual world. And we can serve Bhagavan in our pure conscious spiritual form. However, if we look towards material nature, while I'm talking about right here, it is not this is a material world. We have this option all the time in within us that we can choose. Whoever join in ISKCON, they have this choice all the time. If he looks towards Maya, he becomes opposed to Krishna and is incarcerated by illusory energy. This dual-faced nature is what called marginal nature. We have to get out of that. Focusing on the spiritual nature is required. But it's not going to happen easily. We have to take shelter of Prabhupada and Guru and follow the instruction like sadhana. Sadhana is very important. Then some idea is also invaded in us. That sometime Prabhupada explained this. Like for an example, we sometimes think like, okay, we are spiritual being. What does that mean? Is a spiritual being, but we are covered by Maya. That's called Jiva Bhuta? Yes. That is what Prabhupada said. When the soul is covered by Maya, it's called Jiva Bhuta. In spiritual world, you are not Jiva Bhuta. You are Atma, pure soul. And it appears like that how possible that the material nature and I, the spiritual being, came in that close proximity where I forgot my spiritual identity. So there's a few philosophy on this merging idea, that one philosophy of this Mayavadis, they say that you are Brahman, but you don't have any Shakti, potency. Lupta Shakti, you can say. And possibly, if Shakti is supposed to be non-existence, the conclusion is that the material nature cannot possibly cover you, but cause such miserable condition. So conversely, if we accept the transcendental, say, spiritual energy, Brahman, how can material nature, which is insignificant, can defeat this spiritual nature? So we are not only spiritual being, but we have to always remember we are minute. This is a very important, very minute. Minute in a sense, it is so minute that we are prone to be controlled. Not that we have anything to do with Maya. Maya cannot, does not exist in our constitutional structure. Why I'm mentioning the structure? Because structure is so important. From the structure, the inherent nature actually born. Just like the fire has a quality of burning, burning quality is coming from the way the material elements called fire is made. Similarly, the soul is made, not that we are made, we are eternal, but still we have to explain like this. The soul made in a structure where Sachidananda is the only element is there. There is no trace of Maya. But the quantity is so minute that it can choose to come under Maya. That is a big difference. So then there is a philosophical discussion in Navadvip, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time. Mahaprabhu had a few schoolmates, and there was a friend named Raghunath who used to give some understanding, argumentative on this, that if the jiva is nothing but a reflection of Brahman, like a sun is reflecting in water, similarly Brahman becomes jiva, which is reflected in illusion. Is this conception correct? This question will come. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu answered that no, this idea of Brahman, even though we say the soul is also Brahman, but we generally, in a sense that we are Brahman, that we are not product of matter. But when the word Brahman used in the Shastra, it means that four conception of Brahman. You have to decide which Brahman applicable. One Brahman is Parabrahma. Param Brahma, like Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita address, Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam, Bhavan. Bhagavatam also says, Oho Bhagyam, Brahmaji himself says, Oho Bhagyam, Nanda Gopa Vrajastinam, Jat Mitrani, Paramananda, Purna Brahma. So complete Brahma is Krishna, Vrajananandan. From him, when he desired the potency, Nidivishesh Tattva, where variety is not there, that is called impersonal Brahman. That Nidivishesh Tattva is emanated from his body. And it is forever going. Even Mother Sachi Mata, one time she saw her baby Nimai, blazing fire coming out from his toenail and fingernail. And she was so scared. She rubbed her eyes. Is she seeing wrong, something wrong? It's not possible, blazing fire coming out from the toenail and fingernail of a child. So then after wiping little bit, she prayed to Narayan, then immediately this disappear. Means it is not that disappear, it is there, but Jogamaya covered. So she doesn't have to see. But from all the time, Jadadvaita Brahma Upanishadi Tadupayasya Tanubha. From his body all the time, this Nirvishyatattva, impersonal Brahman is emanating. It is also unlimited. So from Purna Brahma, Krishna or Mahaprabhu, this Nirvishesh Brahman is coming. Then part of the Nirvishesh Brahman that Krishna desired, okay, those are the conditioned soul need to experience or exercise their free will, misuse of free will. So as he desired, this sleeping Maya woke up. Prabhupada said, like Krishna also has a love for the Maya. So he wakes her up. When the annihilation is over, she goes to sleep. When creation began, she wakes up, of course, before beginning. She wakes up and then Krishna glances upon her. And then she gets agitated. And then she play with this matter. And these three modes, everything manifests. Before manifestation is called Pradhan. After manifestation is called Prakriti manifestation or Mahatattva. Now, when we talk about merging, merging is nothing to do with Krishna directly. It is merging either this impersonal Nirvishesh Tattva, Brahman, going there. Yes, there is a merging also in Krishna's body, like when Lord Ram was traveling in the forest, then this when the Rishi asked Lord Ram, and he pleased Lord Ram by prayers, and the Lord Ram says, what do you want? Says, I want to have a merge. I want to merge in your body. So it is there. But that doesn't mean it's like a... I'm trying to explain this such a way, like, for example, say, if I have something got stuck on my body, and I see this is stuck on my body. Merging on Krishna's body is not like that. It's not like Krishna is feeling like, oh gosh, all this soul merge on my skin or something. Krishna is Krishna's body. Krishna doesn't have a soul separately from the body. He is the body. He is the beauty. He is the holder of all the potency. Not that Krishna has a beauty. Of course, we say that in English. But Krishna is the beauty. He has a potency. No, he is the holder of potency. All the potency in him. His body is the holder of potency. Krishna has wealth. No, he is the wealth. Both conception is correct, but explanation, time and place, we say that. So when somebody merges in his body, it doesn't mean that he feels that they are, oh God, they're so much loaded. Now, Nirvishesh Tattva is also another goddess. She is a divine mother, Mukti Devi. Mukti Swayam Muklitanjali, Shivat Asman. She also fold hand. She waiting for the devotee to ask her help. But devotee doesn't need liberation. This liberation idea is not applicable to the devotees. Because liberation is tuccha, very insignificant. But those who are... in a practical way, those who like, for an example, if you had a hard working day, you come home, what do you want? You want to take shower and you want to just lie down, rest. Or even in conditional body, when we do devotional service sometime, I notice it happened to me. Like you work for whole day, Janmashtami. And after 12 o'clock midnight, and you have to wake up for Mangal Arati, but in between you want to just completely go to a room, lock the door, and go to sleep. No talk to anybody. So, so the idea is that when a soul is completely exhausted of the material world, whether from the relationship or old age or disease, some way we are like always like burned out. And when we are exhausted, we want a relief, a place we can relieve. And closest thing, I mentioned this, I think, a couple of weeks back, that when you go to deep sleep, if you are exhausted, and you come out of deep sleep, you say, wow, I feel so good. Yes, you feel so good, but you don't have a record. You felt good while you are in deep sleep. Susupti stage. It's called Susupti. But when you came out, you feel your body is fresh. But you are not this body. In the spiritual level, this good feeling has no record or need, is not needed. Because soul never can get tired. The body get tired. Mind get tired, material mind. But spirit soul is ever fresh. Never need anything. Good example is the gopis. The whole day they cry in separation, and at night, the whole night they dance with Krishna. Do you know anywhere recorded that they went to sleep? Even Radharani, and then after they around 3:36, exact time given by Dhyanachandra Goswami, 3:36, she just went to sleep for a moment. Immediately the kukuti means the hen or chicken, make a sound that it's getting morning. Now she gets little, she finally exhibiting her so closeness to Krishna. She wants to lie down with him just for a moment to rest before we go. But it's not that their body gets tired. The Jogamaya create this feeling. So then all of a sudden the kukuti or the hen or chicken makes a very scary sound. A scary sound is like jatila, kutila, something like that. That sound frightened her so much that she immediately wakes up and she goes. But when she goes to home, it's not that she goes to rest. She has some service again for cooking for Krishna, dressing to go to kitchen for cooking. So they are always busy. Those body is ever fresh, never need anything. But we are in conditioned life. I identify body as self. So then we get exhausted. So the liberation idea that where we can go to a place where you don't need to work, don't need anything, just peaceful. Yes, in Vaikuntha, those who are Santa Bhakta, they can meditate for billion years. Who is going to count? How do you say billion years? Just an idea Ramanujacharya gave. That they can meditate there for billion years because they see Krishna, they never disturb. They never need hungry. Their body don't need hungerness or thirst or anything. The six faults that we have here, old age, death, these things are not there. Hunger, thirst, these things are not there. Absolutely absence in spiritual body. So this merging idea is only applicable there. Now let's see. Then another philosopher also gave that then our existence, what I'm trying to do is building a little foundation before I just hit the point, because it will talk about few others. Yes, yes, I can see, turning the pages, there are at least 20, 30 more slokas on this liberation. So, because Prabhupada spoke so much on this, I feel like sometimes 20% of all his lecture is all about this impersonal concept need to be removed. That's why his name, his identity, Prabhupada's identity, says Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Paschatta Desha Tarine. He removes. And by the way, for the audience, if you don't feel very closeness with Krishna in relationship, which actually solves all the problem, if you don't feel, it's because this Nirvishesha Tattva, this impersonalism is dwelling in our heart. In that case, I suggest, or I'm doing also, pray to Prabhupada, because his name is this. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Paschatta Desha Karini. Paschatta Desha is not only Western world. Western world means, Mahaprabhu explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Western world means where this tendency of serving is absent and all this bikarma against religion or shastra activities are there. This is what Paschatta Desha means. So it is not only location of the Western world, it's also the heart where this material exploitation is there. Service attitude is not there. Then this is also, heart is also Paschatya Desh, where the biggest disease, as I mentioned other day, biggest disease the conditioned soul has is impersonalism. What does that mean? They don't know. Well, they feel lonely. They feel lonely. Loneliness is a quality of impersonalism. And because the soul has a spiritual senses. When they are in material world, they have a spiritual material senses. And those impersonalists, they try to avoid both. They don't want to develop loving sentiment to serve the Lord with the senses. And they want to punish these material senses, which is causing them all the problem. That's true for us too. So they want to like escape from both. As a result, their merging idea has a many concepts. One concept of merging is that when you become you enter into a rock body under Atlantic Ocean, this is how I see it. This is my explanation. But it is in Madhulila chapter 8. Prabhupada said they get the body of a rock and tree. So, and then you can stay under Atlantic Ocean for million years. I don't know, billion years. Who knows? Who is counting? Who is counting the clock? And they live there forever or under big tree or like this. And so that's one idea of merging. And that's also Brahman, Mahat Brahman, Mahat Mama Joni, Mahat Brahma. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, this material creation is another Brahman. So they merge into Brahman. The Brahman is, they don't have a clear conception about Brahman. So they imagine, Toi Asta Bhavad Abhishuddha Buddhaya. The conception is, their buddhi is not pure. Why? Because they don't have a loving sentiment. They don't have any respect to the Lord's eternal form. They don't want to reestablish their relationship. Because they don't have this, they don't have a bhav. So, asto bhavad, avishuddha, their buddhi is contaminated. Even buddhisattva, the Buddhism practice, buddhisattva is nothing, but they want to exist in a place where the intelligent is capitalizing, okay, I am okay. I'm okay. I don't need anything. I'm okay now. After the mind is dissolved, after the physical body dissolves, still there is a many life where the mental body will be dissolved. And then they come to intelligent buddhi, where they will exist, where uninterruptedly. But excuse me, you are neither mind or intelligent or body, this material body. You are spirit, conscious being. You have a thinking, willing, feeling. Those things are there because you have a spiritual form. You have a spiritual relationship. They don't focus there. But they come to this point. So that's why this is closeness. Buddhisattva is close. Nirvan, the idea Nirvan, is closeness to this Sushupti, like a deep sleep. So you go enter in Pradhan. Pradhan means like a pregnant mother. Few weeks she is pregnant or few months, nobody see her any changes in the stomach, whether she is pregnant or not pregnant. Something like this means not visible. Pradhan means the souls are there in merging stage, but it's not visible. Nobody see because there is no movement. It's like a deep sleep, no movement. You don't remember anything. Similar pattern is there. This is another merging idea. One idea in the rock and big trees. Another idea is this, that they go to a deep sleep pradhan, where elements, there is no modes functioning. Everything is equilibrium, indifferentiated stage. There is no difference. Nobody sees any movement. So that's one stage. Another merging idea, that the Krishna kills the demons. When Krishna kills the demon, some of them get the Swarup Mukti, that they take the similar form or similar abode or closeness to the Lord or live in the same plat or same opulence they get of the Lord. That's different. But this idea here of the liberation is that they go there and they don't enter into spiritual world, but they are out of material world. And this is like a lower level, or you can say in English, downstairs of Shiva Loka, where Kailasdham is there. Kailasdham is above, and below that is called Siddha Loka. Siddha Loka, where this merging, the demons that killed by the Vishnu, they merge there because of their abeshuto agam hitta bahuvato gatim gata. Because they are absorbed in that Brahman, they meditate whole day. So hum, hum Brahmasmi, hum Brahmasmi. So they enter not in spiritual world, not in outside the material world, is the in between, is marginal. And there's so, I mean, some devotee, if they don't come to relationship establishing, they are also in that stage. I'm honest to you that in a sense that sometimes they feel, where am I? And they don't know. And if they go and search within them, they will come to this conclusion that they are like a two opposite current is flowing within you. The consciousness where has a deep connection to the material, like a deep down in your heart, you feel like, yeah, I can enjoy sex. I can enjoy separately from God, but I don't want to, but it is there. You have to be honest, and you see, yes, it looks like it has a deep connection. And this is what creates the misconception. That's why it's called marginal. It's where the consciousness merges matter. And then he thinks, I'm the master of this misconception. The relativity is eternal. That relativity is also eternal. It is not like a temporary. It is also eternal. Without consciousness, matter has got no value. None to understand. Without consciousness, nothing can come to be cognizable. So because we have some conception of the material world conception has some sort of position. Otherwise, it's quite darkness. No one to investigate, no one wants to know, no one to experience, no mention possibility of that thing. When the living conscious being as a whole, this marginal potency, or jiva, we call, Tathastha jiva, Prabhupada mentioned, where the in-caring, and out-caring current mix together. This is a platform where a lot of devotees get stuck. They see, it's like a abscission, proper conception and misconception meeting point. Proper conception means, I am a servant. I want to serve. I want to live in that spiritual domain. At the same time, I did service for, I chanted so many rounds. Let me enjoy a little bit separately. Let me watch a movie. What's going on with the news of this world? Who win the soccer game? Some, this separate enjoyment is also there, and they are meeting position. That portion of consciousness which is eternally connected with misconception, that consciousness is called Rudra, Shiva. This is what Prabhupada put this Kalo Bhairava. Relativity of consciousness with misconception, that aspect is known as Rudra. The consciousness means chetan, thinking, willing, feeling, is the quality of the consciousness, which is in connection with misconception, is eternally connected that sort of consciousness. It's called Shiva or Shambhutatta. There's a two side. One side, Sadashiva, who is a service attitude. And another side, Rudra Shiva, exploitation. I want to enjoy. I want to buy more houses. I did that. That's why I'm saying. This conception was there. You know, I had 10 rental houses. Oh, I want more. Maybe one more will be good. So another $1,000 monthly income will be better. Is this idea of lording over, controlling, lording over. Prabhupada said these two things. It's coming from this misconception. In Brahma Sanghita, there is another beautiful verse. Tadlinga Bhagavan Sambhu. This Karunava water and Sadashiva focus toward this Maik world or material world. And began creation of this material world. That is Bhagavan Sambhu. The portion of that consciousness when enters into me, Pran Govinda Das, I also think like Shiva consciousness. Because Shiva is the master of the world. Shiva has a right to enjoy as much he wants. Krishna appointed him as the master of this world. When that consciousness enters into me, I also think like, I can be the master of Florida. I can be the master of America. I can enjoy as many things I want to. But as a constitutional soul servant, not possible to ever think like this. But we think because both consciousness are merging in us. I'm repeating this because that's from where it's very difficult. A lot of devotees they want to get out, but then they fall back. It's what they call, easy chair. No. It's like you're going forward and coming backward. In our village, it's called easy chair. You go forward, backward, forward, backward. I want to be very serious. I know I did a lot of now. Let me relax a little bit. Let me see what's going on in this world. Something like this. So we go both back and forth, back and forth. On the whole, that conscious portion which is eternally connected with material consciousness, enjoying spirit, enjoying consciousness, that consciousness is Shiva consciousness within us. Just as milk, the Brahma Sanghita gives that example, when in connection with acid, becomes curd. But curd or yogurt cannot return to be milk. It's not that Krishna became Rudra. This is a misconception, those who are listening. Krishna never became Shiva. This is a wrong conception. It is that the acid also, of course this is a metaphor, but the acidity, there is the eternal existence of Shiva. Krishna or Vishnu Tattva never mixes with Maya. And Shiva is eternally, that conception of Shiva is, you can say, three aspects. The Sadashiva never mixes with Maya, but Shambhutattva Shiva is actually abode of both sides, inner current and outer current. Incarnate means they're carrying this idea of enjoyment materially separately from God. Also, no, I don't want to enjoy separately. I only want to serve Krishna and enjoy with him. Both current are in the same spot, same heart. That is Shambhutattva. And then there is a Rudra Tattva, which is, I don't care anything. I want to enjoy any way I want. I don't have to bow down to God to live. I can live without God. It's not possible for a soul in a constitutional position. But when that Shiva consciousness comes, he can think. Because Shiva has this mitta ahankar. So all these three conceptions are together. So the conscious portion that has come in connection with misconception or illusion cannot avoid it, cannot free it as a whole. That portion is Shiva consciousness. What do they think? Master of this material world.
ostentatious enjoyer of this material property. That function is known as Shiva consciousness. Relativity of consciousness, which is in relativity of misconception, that portion is that. So many verses now I remember, Krishna reminds, that mayam tu prakritim viddhi mai nam tu maheshara. Maheshara is always mine. He is the master of this misconceived world. That false identification, then there is a one at the back who got the misconception. This misinterpretation that I am the enjoyer is a Sambhutattva or Ruddhutattva consciousness. When we talk about Sadashiva, we say he is the greatest Vaishnava Prabhu. How can you say he is the master of this material world and he enjoys separately from God? Yes. He is the great Vaishnava, Sambhutattva Shiva. That is a Sadashiva Tattva. He is also Shiva Tattva. But that is Seva Vritti, the propensity to serve. And the beauty in all three Shiva are in one. That's why it is the bewildering. There's four Tattva, Guru Tattva, Vigraha Tattva, Shiva Tattva, Jiva Tattva. These are very confusing. Other tattva easy to understand. Even Krishna tattva, Radha tattva easy to understand. But this fourth tattva is very confusing, bewildering. Because you will see somewhere it says Shiva is the greatest Vaishnava, greatest servant. Another will say he is the master of the misconceived world where soul thinks, he thinks, I can enjoy. Shiva thinks I am a servant in one level. Another time he thinks I will fight for Banasura and he fought with Krishna. Against Krishna. How is possible? Because both are there. Its question is where the soul is. And most of the merging follower, they are all Shiva Bhakta. This is why, that's why Mahaprabhu is giving this, that they don't understand the Shiva Tattva. Because they are following this, they take the bhakti, but they can take the bhakti, but they don't develop the service attitude. How they will develop? Only by the association of bhakta, who is serving, who is advanced, he can engage them. Then they can be liberated. Otherwise, not possible. Never possible. Their so-called liberation, atyante dukkha nibriti, is one type of liberation. Mahaprabhu also had a, when he was a young boy in Navadvip, he used to attack amongst his friends. Say, give me the definition of liberation. And they would come like this. But ultimate definition of liberation, Srila Prabhupada emphasized, I'm sure you all remember, the muktir hitta annata rupam sorupena bhavastiti. So long as soul is not completely engaged in loving service in the lotus feet of the Lord, he is not liberated. So all this idea is there, but it is also not there. It's only 12 o'clock. Am I going probably even more? So I'll end with this. That Maya Shakti, when a soul, when a devotee even, I'm being very practical, I'm telling you in a simple local language, that when you are ready through the devotional service, that you want to step over Maya's grip from your heart, completely out. She will approach you. Not the way she will approach you that you think you know Maya. She will approach you the way you have a weakness in your heart still. Why do you leave me? She will say. You stay here. I shall serve you. You should not neglect me. But if we accept that, if that devotee accepts that proposal, fall back. That's why we see sometimes devotee advance, going, all of a sudden, they drop. They're acting like a new fight, karmi, like enjoying what happened. When Maharaj was very advanced, all of a sudden this happened. But you don't know what happened between the soul and Krishna and material nature. because constantly we have Krishna connection, also Maya connection. We have to consciously choose all the time to be under Krishna connection, Yoga Maya. Even until this body is relinquished, we have to be constantly careful. Prabhupada was praying every day. He told, mentioned that my disciples, they don't pray to be protected by Krishna. And Prabhupada was praying every day, even though he's Mahabhagavat, but he's acting just to establish this in our heart, that we need to pray every day. This merging idea we should understand. Once we understand another 20 sloka, then we put this in the backside. We understood what it is, and it will never give us any attraction. And that is required. But at that stage, if the devotee say, I don't really have any interest, I'm sorry, he's talking to his own mind. Mayadevi is coming in the form of mind. He said, I'm busy. I have to serve Lord, chanting and devotional service. That time, he can go cross the Maya and just go to the other side. Because he has these two things. He has under guidance and he is engaged in devotional service. He can cross over that liberation, false ego created, because most of the liberation idea is also under the grip of Maya, but it's outside the material world. Very interesting. Kailas Dham is outside the material world, not in the spiritual world, in between, where the connection of material world and connection of spiritual world both exist. So I'll end with this. If anybody has some correction or comment, or something more. So there's so much to talk about this. Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bom.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you very much, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much for giving us a detailed explanation on the type kinds of impersonal liberation, the transformation of Lord Krishna. Actually, as you mentioned, they are totally different. Thanks for the clarity.
Yes.
Thank you very much. It was a very nice and enlightening class, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, Prabhupada. Do you have any comment, reflection, correction, question?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dhanat Pranam, also is Trishla Maharaj. Prabhuji, I have one question. Also, I just understand this false ego. I never know that we know Lord Shiva is the representative of ego, but I never realized how he is. And Sadashiva is, he is at the same time, it's very confusing. Yeah, we always say Lord Shiva, Shiva Tattva is very difficult to understand. When you explain so nicely, Prabhuji. So nice. I mean, in the false ego term, means he is a Rudra, but in the in Vaishnava term, he is in a Sadashiva. It is so nice. Is it right, Guru?
Yes, Sadashiva and Gopeshwar Mahadev, they are all on the Seva Vritti side, serving to the Lord. Taking shelter of them will help us if we need to. But we already have shelter of Prabhupada, but also praying to them is helpful. But we don't pray to Rudra Shiva or Sambhutatta Shiva. Because, but they are all in the same embodiment. So it's very difficult. If you remember, what is spiritual and material is the attitude that I have within me towards someone and towards something. What makes it material or spiritual? What conception I have, what attitude I have. If I see you as a mother, you are a devotee, and you belong to Krishna, and if I can serve, that will please Krishna, then it is proper. But if I see you as an object of enjoyment, then it is misconception, material world. So it is individually us see whether it's a Rudra Shiva or Shambhutattva Shiva. This is possible only for the Vaishnavas. But majority Shiva followers are not Vaishnavas. They are all Shaivites, and they don't have this conception or understanding. That is what we are teaching to bring them to devotional path.
Yes, Prabhuji. And also, Prabhuji, you were also talking that we should pray to Srila Prabhupada about we can remove our impersonal kind of tendency in service. But it's for me, I feel it's a lot of tendency, that kind of impersonal tendency in our heart. And how we realize also, Prabhu, even in the dealing with the devotees or with the Guru Maharaj, we have that kind of tendency in how we can recognize and how we can deal that kind of thing.
If you want easy way out, then you have to take shelter. Well, you have a shelter. Take shelter of an advanced devotee within amongst us, who actually transcended that position. Because with the association in Bhagavatam 3.25.25, it gives a very nice clue that when you see the symptom of the devotee who actually cross the Maya's realm. He may have a body just like a human body here, like an American body or Indian body, whatever body. But when we talk about the crossing the material nature, it's the subtle body, function of the subtle body, not the physical body. Physical body, we are already devotee. We have a tilak on the forehead and 12 places. We have a neck beads. We have a devotional clothes. We are already devotee. But when we talk about constitutional position, they are already devotee. All soul are devotee. But the problem is conditional and constitutional, this connection, cognitional, the mental body has to become devotee. So in order to get this, you have to see their cognitional. You hear from them, see their intention when they serve, when they chant, when they perform. If these 10 things happen by their association, first, this is a famous verse, Prabhupada quoted this many, many times. Satam prasangat mama virja sangido bhavanti ritakarna rasayana kata tad josanat asu apavarga vartmani sadharati bhakti anukramishati. So I don't remember exact translation of Prabhupada, because I chew those words sometimes because they're so tasty. So I'm going to give you the result that I found in Prabhupada's Parapot long time back, I remember. That when you associate with that advanced devotee to get out of the impersonalism, see if this symptom goes in your perception. But you understand the word perception. Perception without spiritual... Perception without spiritual, intellectual or shastric vision, it's illusion. So it has to match when you see it. When you serve the devotee or associate with the devotee while serving japa or prasadam or anything, or conversing, see if you feel some attraction towards Krishna. Not to that devotee, towards Krishna, through that devotee. If you feel that attraction within you, I like to hear more about Krishna. That's the first symptom. Second, if you feel that whatever faith you had before you associate with the devotee or serving, your faith on particular subject matter or particular concept of God, Krishna or Radharani, is actually becoming stronger, faithful. Why? Because those devotees are seeing the reality all the time. By their association, we can also start seeing the reality. But on our own, we cannot see that reality. So faith is developing. Then you go further, that you actually feeling some kind of satisfaction in your heart. Karna rasayana. Prabhupada used that word, karna rasayana. Yeah, I like that. I like to hear that. Yeah, it's actually, I feel happy. Let me sit down and just listen. Or let me sit down and chant with that devotee. Then, the fourth result, see, within your heart, if you feel, I used to like, I'm not accusing anybody on the audience, I'm talking about myself. I used to like watching movie, Kormi movie sometime. I don't want. You feel like decreasing that attachment, whatever it is in the material world, is also happening. Then the fifth result, now, Prabhupada did not say category-wise. I picked from his purport. That by his mercy, you feel some kind of attraction to hear more on those particular subjects, not overall. You just, like, you feel like to hear particular pastime of Mother Yashoda and Krishna. I want to hear more about this particular. Like, you are very specific. You are like very feeling like, I want to know everything about this. Like, you will have some hankering within you. Then you feel that, wow, Krishna is really the best eminent lover. How can I ever think somebody? There's nobody. This, and the taste to hear about him, it's like something you feel like, oh, I'm thirsty for the water. It's okay. I just want to hear it more. Forget about water. This is like this taste is increasing more than the taste of water, taste of prasad, prasadam is tasty, but Prabhupada says in Vrindavan, a little funny story, but Prabhupada was talking about the pastime of Krishna. And he went on. Generally, he doesn't do like that all the time. He's aware of everybody has to serve. He went on for a few hours. And he was not aware that so many devotees came, that the room was packed. Then through the window, then through the balcony, everybody's like putting their ear. And that after 3 hours, there was some commotion. Prabhupada opened his eye and looked at this. What's going on there? And says, oh, there's some sound. Prabhupada said, what is the matter? He said, I have something to tell you, Prabhupada. He said, you can talk to the management. We are in the middle of finishing our pastime. No, Prabhupada, this is about you. Okay, what do you want to tell? He said, Prabhupada, since you started talking about Harikatha, nobody went for breakfast. And it's 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock breakfast is finished. But nobody went. And I don't have any extra pot to cook for lunch. All the pots generally finish by 9 o'clock. But nobody went today to eat. Then Prabhupada looked it around through the window and, wow, oh, they're all here. Then Prabhupada gave a very nice, I'm paraphrasing, but similar. He says, prasadam is very good, tasty. But Krishna Katha is more tasty than prasadam. So when he writes on his purport, I can see because his own experience, he is doing this. So these are some results. When you feel, that association can help you a lot. If you have an association even with some devotee, apparently, that you feel like a less attraction to Guru and Krishna, it's better suggested, don't criticize or not to do anything, but not to be with them so much. It's better not to be with them at all if you want to progress. So the understanding is that any attraction towards Guru Krishna that give that association is actually better. I don't know if that helps you.
Yes, yes, Prabhu. Yes, it's kind of personal things I realize, because it's only thing is happened because the ultimate is we please our Guru and Krishna. If this is not happening, it's the association is not actually helping. That's why we should be knowing, means we should feel, that is, I kind of feel the personal things. Otherwise, there will be always impersonal, even though we are doing the things and what is going on, we could not understand, Prabhu. In this regard, I was just thinking, when we are serving our family members, just like children, husband, or means how we can make more personalized, means we are serving service to Krishna, you know, at the same time we are not too attached, but how we can be more personal.
Krishna is very kind, because I was just thinking and you were just saying, I said, wow, Krishna, you're reminding her, and you're reminding me too, it's the same thing. Yes, in that case, it's little different view has to be taken, that soul has come in my life and I need to help that soul. Then I have to become more serious and take hold tightly Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet and say, Prabhupada, please give me, empower me so I can make my son, my daughter, my parents, devotee, because they live with me. I don't have a capacity. You can in a moment. I want to be your instrument. Oh Gurudev, oh Prabhupada, please help me. Believe me, if you pray sincerely, it works. It works. Even yesterday, Sunday feast, I was talking to Dravida Prabhu and we were talking about some pastimes, that this process is so powerful. I can't believe that people don't take advantage of this bhakti. This is so powerful. I'm laughing because it is really like so powerful. Now you may say, well, did you realize this 40 years back when you came? No. So I cannot blame anybody. But at the same time, now you see this process actually works 100%, more than 100%. If any circumstances were put into, it is arranged by Krishna. Krishna is watching from within, see which one you want to go. You want to go complaining, you want to go towards the misconception, or you want to go to proper conception. If you want to go proper conception, bhakti, to take shelter of Guru Krishna, Krishna says, yes, I'm here. I'm glad you called me. I'm here to help you. But Krishna will not intervene your free will. That free will, free choice is up to you. Maya is also on the other side with a whole list. What I liked last life. I like a beautiful man or a girl, this, the quality. Maya will create, you wanted this, yeah, I know somebody, I can send you and this. She's ready also. Krishna is ready, Maya also ready. But the choice is up to us. So in one sense, I'm not saying that everybody is capable of that, you know, offering themselves to the lotus feet of Krishna immediately, but try or get also help from those devotees who can pray for you, also pray and help. I also tell devotees, even I'm telling you, you please pray for me. It's necessary. Because devotees' prayers, I have a whole song about it. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his song, the title goes, Kobe Sri Chaitanya Morebe, Kobe Sri Chaitanya More, Koribe No Daya. In that song, in the middle, you'll see that Vaishnavero Avedane, Krishna Daya Moy. Vaishnavero Avedane. When devotee actually pray for something or someone, Krishna is Daya Moy. He immediately bestowed. Even though that devotee doesn't have a power or doesn't have a power to pray or don't believe in to pray, but by the mercy of those devotees' prayer, Krishna will give them. So we can reconcile with that way.
And each devotee can see where they are, how strong they are, how weak they are. We have a strength and weak and see, and you go according to that. Will that give you some answer? I don't know.
Yes, Prabhupada, it's very practical, your answers, and especially I have so many questions. Anyway, if other devotee has any question or comment for Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Yes.
Hare Krishna, Mata.
Hare Krishna. yeah, I'd like to, a couple questions just to follow up on your answers just now. At one point, you were describing what makes something material, and you said it was the consciousness with which we see it. If we see it with enjoying mentality, then it becomes material. Otherwise, you know, devotional, then it's spiritual. So my question in this regard is this. You know, the stuff of which this material world is made, it comes from Krishna, it's Krishna's energy, so in that regard, in that respect, it is spiritual, but isn't it simultaneously still of a different category of substance than the substance that is found in the spiritual world? Over in the spiritual world, everything is eternal, right? Nothing is, you know, like constantly changing like over here. So my question is this. Yes, although our consciousness determines whether something is material or spiritual, it seems like because I think it's of a different substance categorically over here, then it's also, it's not just consciousness that determines that something is material. It seems like, you know, it's just the energy in this world is of a different category than the energy in the spiritual world. Is this right or wrong or in between?
Yes, it's different energy. Different energy. One is reflection, one is original substance. When you're starving, the photo of a good food in a good restaurant, it's appealing, but it doesn't satisfy. Until you get the real substance. So in a physical level, you can get satisfaction with the material, physical substance. In a mental realm, that same thinking, willing, feeling can gratify through the dry argument, concoction, speculation, and there is a satisfaction. But at the soul level, none of this will satisfy. Soul will be only satisfied in loving service. So even within this world, while we are in this body, we can see that I am within this body, I'm not this body. Through bhakti, we can see that when the intelligence gets purified. And in one sense, when devotee progress in spiritual path, in the spiritual path, that sometimes we see that our desires show us the direction we need to take to address where our heart is and to act in such a way to retire our worldly desires and make them as favorable as possible for spiritual progress. Now, I myself, I don't like this concept of denial or not looking at our shadow side. This owned or exiled parts of our psyche, you know, like a, you know, forbidden wickedness or forbidden sensual desire. It says in Chaitanya Charitamrita that when you serve, those things actually pops. Now, what helped me in my practical life, I actually fell for it and I suffered with it. And it was embarrassing and all this. But because by the mercy of the Vaishnavas, I was also trying, that I was holding the bhakti, japa and this spiritual progress, the three things minimum we do, it actually worked. Worked in a sense, those same forbidden things, the sensual enjoyment spirit, it becomes like who cares? This is not something I want. But there was a time, I want to have it. I don't want everybody to know it, but I want to have it. But it's by the power of bhakti, this become insignificant.
Yeah, those,
so at
those,
that time, you
those
see,
three minimum
at that
things
time, you see, I'll end with this line. At that time, you see, there is a two different substance. But before that, it is difficult. Before that, it looks like a real, tangible, good substance. In spiritual world, that also there, I'm sure. Yeah, but I cannot see until I get out of it and get the taste of spiritual. It's not same substance. It is different substance. I don't want this low energy, low taste. I don't. I have an idea about it. I had some memory, you know, like a hazy dream. You have some idea, it was there in the dream, but you cannot show it, you cannot see it. So it's like it's there, but not there like that. Hazy. So when you get the spiritual taste, the material sense enjoyment is not same substance. You see it like a hazy conception. You don't really feel for it or fall for it.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make some sense?
Yeah, the three minimum activities you just mentioned of bhakti that you said makes these things go, what were those three minimum?
Oh, this is a compulsory for a sannyasi candidate, because I'm a sannyasi candidate. And Prabhupada actually put this in 16.1, that anybody wants to. Sannyasi is not a conception of a robes or for a man. It is a conception of every devotee, whether female body or male body. If they want to actually come to that tasting spiritual, I am suggesting that they should do it. Try to see Krishna's connection, Krishna's presence in your heart and in everything through the intelligent. Yeah, Shastra said Krishna is the taste of the water. While you're drinking, okay, that is Krishna, okay. You are becoming cognitional. Yes, it is the taste of the water. Try to see it. And the second is Satta Sangsuddhi. Satta Sangsuddhi means every day there must be good sadhana, like japa, getting up in the morning. There has to be voluntarily. It will never happen by the mind and the body. They don't want. They are opposed to this. Mind will even tell you with the rajogun, come on, you don't have to chant right now. You can chant later, sleep another 2 hours, otherwise you'll be tired all day. No, don't listen. Believe me, it worked for me. I used to enjoy sleeping. I'm being honest to you. But it's not like showing off anything. I actually don't enjoy at all sleeping. If I have a body without sleep, I can do is best. But I understand this body needs rest for Krishna's service, and I give. And that's why when I go to sleep, I immediately fall asleep. And after 4 or 5 hours, like automatically, like fresh. I don't get tired. That was a very nice phenomenon, but I don't want to be attached to that. So the conception is that if you see the connection of Krishna first, second, if you have some sadhana, good sadhana to keep you pure, and third is every day hear or study Prabhupada's books, every day compulsory, with a group or individual, but one must. If these three things is done, you become a different person. Different person in an elevated stage. Actually, very good. I'm not there yet, but I'm already feeling such excited about it. It's like a way you feel like everything else is not important, not attractive. Does that make sense, these three things?
So when you say we should try to see Krishna with our intelligence,
yes.
Or see our connection to Krishna with our intelligence.
Yes. Like you're taking prasadam.
Huh?
You're taking prasadam. Or you walking. You just connect it. This body, Krishna is directing through the demigod to move my leg. It is Indra who allow my hand to move. It is one demigod named Vishnu, allows the leg to move. It is Krishna directing the sun to have this perception to see through the eye. You connect everything. You see the interdependent. And eventually you will get like, I want to be completely free. That is what liberation is supposed to be, completely free. That is spiritual body, spiritual consciousness. Material body, material consciousness is interdependent. Just to see something, you know, just to see some object, that object has to be backed up by the light. If there is no light while you are driving on freeway, you cannot see something if there is no light. So the light has to first focus on that, back up that object. Then my eyes has to stay open. And staying open is not enough. There has to be light that my pupil in the eye capture. It's not even enough. Your perception to see has to be there. My God, so many interdependent just to see an object. We just say, oh yeah, I saw it. Hey, you didn't see the demigod is actually, Krishna is arranging those demigods to give you that facility to see. Just to see it. You need like three personalities. And the three modes. The object is a product of tamogun, ignorance. The seeing senses, the eye, is a product of rajogun, passion. And seeing ability is a product of sattogun. So with the help of three modes, Maya Devis, and the demigods are intervening in between, I take the credit, I am seeing it. Excuse me, yeah, I'm not seeing it. It is given a facility. Can I be a little bit grateful to Krishna that he arranged that to see? So like that, when you connect like this, you will start to fall in love with Krishna. That it is him alone, deserve all the credit every moment.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So therefore it is true, going back to my original statement, that something material is both a matter of our consciousness as well as it being in a different category altogether in terms of energy, right?
Yes, but choice is up to you. That freedom, free choice, free will is within the soul. It can be influenced.
Let me put it like this. If I use a microphone, for example. A microphone, it's made of a particular category of Krishna's energy that we call material. And that's true whether I use that microphone to present a Krishna conscious class or if I use it for my own self-aggrandizement, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So if I use it for my own selfish reasons, then I'm using it in a material way, but the microphone itself, you know, is made of material elements. That doesn't change depending upon my consciousness.
Actually, boy, you're hitting a what they call in America Pandora box. But anyway, let me try to put in a short answer that in higher perception, there is no such thing called matter. Matter is the absence of consciousness created by illusion. So the perception has to change in a sense, but saying that doesn't mean they will change or it is possible easily. So microphone, if I am using for Harikatha and Prabhupada was speaking through that microphone, that matter that made these elements, is actually changing the consciousness, because it is also actually originally was consciousness. The absence of reality or connection with God, what made it matter. Now when you're reconnecting, it's connecting with God, this microphone, external covering will dissolve, but the internal will transform back to consciousness. Just like for an example, we eat prasadam, and somebody may say, well, you pass stool. Now that passing stool, is it the prasadam? No. Prasadam is a mercy contained by the material covering, and the covering came out, but the mercy stayed in the heart. And that's why I'm scared, like how far should I go? But like this is like a very
interesting subject matter. This is actually you're hitting on the other separate question that I actually had, and this is actually, you know, addressing that question, which was, you know, since Krishna is everything that's in existence. There's nothing outside of Krishna. So everything is Krishna in that sense. And Krishna is consciousness. And so if Krishna is consciousness, that means everything in existence, including that microphone, has to be consciousness too. Nothing can be devoid of consciousness.
Original. See, another example you can think of it, just like Prabhupada gave the example. If you look at a beautiful girl, she's beautiful. And you can talk about, oh, she's so beautiful, her eyes and this, that. But if you pay very close attention, she also passed stool and urine, which is not beautiful. You follow?
Yes.
So in that example, you can say, okay, that stool and urine that she passes is not good. Does it mean the beauty of that person is gone? No. But it depends on which one I'm focusing.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm focusing on her beauty, then she's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But if I only think, oh, she also passed stool and urine, a horrible smell, and well, then I'm focusing on that side. So the material, root of the material nature is also eternal.
Mm-hmm.
Maya is eternal. Nature is also eternal.
Mm-hmm.
This thing will be always there.
Yes.
But spiritual world is always there, eternal. Question is, where I want to focus. That's what determines that where I'm heading. Are you there? My phone is like, okay.
Yeah.
This is actually a big subject matter. Maybe someday it will come in this purport of this. This is a huge chapter. I know it's a 300 something. Oh my God, it's 300. Woo. This is a long chapter, so I'm sure I'll get opportunity to talk more about it. 355 slokas.
I don't know. Prabhu, I wonder if it's possible if I could speak to you, because I'm also self-conscious of the fact that we're going so over time, but I really wanted to pursue this topic, and I don't know if you have time.
Not today, because I have an appointment, actually 12:30, but it's already 12:45, but another day, sure. Next class, I'll take time. I'll remember that. I'll take time.
Okay, yeah, because even had another question concerning Shiva, but, you know, I'm conscious that people probably want to go at this point. Yeah.
But, I'm sorry, Mata, but we'll definitely discuss more in detail.
All right. or
hold on to your eagerness always. Krishna pays attention on those
mm-hmm.
more than the answer, because he wants to bring you closer to him more than you may want to go. I'm not trying to put you down, but that's
how the scripture says
that the soul actually cannot see how desperate Krishna wants to take us all back home and have a happy life. And Prabhupada example, he gave that example, Actually, every parent love to see their children growing healthy, happy. No parents wants to see the child is sick, okay, another few days, let him stay sick a little more. No, never. Never. Every mother wants their child to be always happy and joyful. Krishna is like this. Krishna wants us to go all back home and just enjoy with him and forever. But it is individually us. I should not say you all. It's me. I'm holding, going slow. Because Krishna will not intervene in our free will, so I'm taking advantage. Okay, I'll go, but let me taste a little bit. What about one more life this way, enjoy? So this is what... But Krishna is such a friend, he does not give up our association. He's hanging on to it. He will never give up because he's such a eminent, beloved lover. Eminent lover. He's never going to give up. That's him. Only object of love. Thank you so much, Mother.
Thank you very much. Every one of your classes is so... So wonderful, actually.
You're merciful, that's why Krishna reminds, Prabhupada reminds.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. So nice.
Hare Krishna.
I always have also a lot of questions in your, comes in your class. It's very, very instructive for me also. And please pray for us, for our family. Mercy. You came in our life and gave this knowledge to us. We are really grateful, Prabhu. Thank you, sir.
Mother, is that okay to go like this extra time? Is it okay?
Yes, Prabhu, you can go.
Okay.
But you
have, all right.
You have appointment, yes, Prabhu?
Like next week, then I'll prepare. If it's necessary, we'll go on. This time I didn't realize. So 12:30 I had appointments. I didn't realize that.
Yes.
So generally in the temple class, every day I go to temple class, and temple class, you know, like generally they are expecting 15 minutes to wrap up everything, because they would have to go to work and this, that.
It's depend on
you have
devotee.
You have interesting, very intelligent devotees, listener, and they're very, but their timing is very interesting. It seems like they don't live in America or this world, they live in some spiritual world or higher planet that they have time. It's wonderful.
Yeah. Prabhuji, if the devotee are ready to listen, if you have time, we can clear our doubt. Yeah, there will be okay, I think so. Prabhu.
Okay, I'll think that way next time.
Thank you so much.
So we can end?
Yes, Prabhu. Now we can pay our obeisances to Prabhuji and Prabhupada Vaishyaka.
Krishna Kipa Sindhava Vacha Patitanam Pavanibha Vaishnavibha Namo Nama Anantagri Vaishnavinda Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Jai. Prabhuji, just since everyone on the call was requesting, if you are available on Wednesday, if you would like to continue the session.
On Wednesday?
Yes, Prabhu.
Wednesday, I have a meeting with Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj. He's visiting here. I don't know exactly when. I have to find out first. Can I let you know after? Okay.
Yeah, no problem. There's no hurry. Or we can even continue next week someday. That's not a problem.
Yeah, Prabhu, okay. Just you can. We can send you one-time message also if you find out the time and then next new message.
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Vancha kalpataruvyascha kripasindubhyevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Ananta koti vaishnavrinda ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, His grace prana Prabhu ki jai.